I would just like to echo the comments made by the United Kingdom, Germany, and the Netherlands about the importance of the centrality of evidence in our action, not only for this convention, but in across all multilateral fora. And the second point about the term mine action, I think I would like to seek clarification about why this is a very controversial term, because coming from a region that is contaminated by landmines and other conventional weapons, mine action is a very established nomenclature in our collective efforts to rid our region of these weapons. Some comments also on the specific action points. On action number one, the Philippines would like to add a phrase in the chapeau that says that refers to enhancing independent national capacities and reducing reliance on foreign expertise. On action number five, which refers to action number four, which refers to gender balanced participation, the Philippines wishes to reiterate its suggestion to have another indicator that is the output that integrate the gender analysis, the output of the meetings of state parties that integrate gender analysis as an indicator under this action point. Just to explain this, again, we would like to reiterate that injecting gender perspective should go beyond just counting how many women are in the delegation, but also how it substantively how their concerns are substantively represented in the work that we do here in the convention. And in closing, we'd just like to emphasize that the Philippines believes that our outlook and our approach in discussing the Lausanne Action Plan would be to enhance the implementation of the convention. And we'd invite our colleagues to make sure that we exercise flexibility in that regard so that we can help the work of the presidency going to the second review conference. Thank you, Ms. President.